it's already better. Claim your better today. Hallelujah. Hold your head up. Good morning, Wanda. Mighty woman of God. Love you. It's already better. Wake up. Get up. Am I building my trust in you as you build your trust in me? Building your trust in him that he builds his trust in you. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking and move in your purpose. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me. To worship you daily. So I'm going to leave it all right here. By trusting in you. I will trust in you. Yes, I'll trust in you. I will trust in you. Come on, give it to him right now. Say, I will put all my... But then I just... need to work harder. Will you trust me to obey your word? Will you trust me to worship you? Will you trust me to follow you? Will you trust me without any motivation from somebody else? Will you trust me to do what you called me to do without any motivation of self, any motivation of people, any motivation of physical? Will you trust me, Lord? What a question to ask ourselves this morning. Will he trust us to be obedient? Oh yeah, we talked about being reconciled to God on Wednesday. Remember we went to a point of saying when you are reconciled to God, you are separated from other people. You no longer worry about other people's salvation and work on your own. You have made a solemn commitment to God to say, it's about you and what you have required of me. Oh, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is a very, 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 a very elusive description of how to separate ourselves from self. Oh yeah, people that are in my lives are only because of what I want, what I need, what my desires are. But when you die to yourself and you understand that by waking up in your mind and getting up in your thinking and moving in your purpose daily is trusting God that he learns to trust you. I have to ask him, Lord, are you trusting me better? Am I getting better at the trustworthy game? Am I following through with what my mouth has said? Now, not my physical mouth, but what my spiritual mouth has said to him is that, Lord, trust me. I will not drop the ball. I will not give it all up. I will not sell my birthright. Because I'm going to keep my birthright locked in my mind where I know I can be free. And who the Son has set free is free where? In your mind. Free indeed. Knowing that the reconciliation process, was for no one else but God. God wanted to return us back from where he intended us to be. But because of the sin that is in all of our lives, oh yes, we are all cursed with sin. We have all fallen short. We have all sinned, but are we continuing to walk in that walk and do the same old thing that we have always been doing? Oh yeah, we just dropped about 13 calls when you start talking about sin being sin. Oh, we don't really want to talk about the realness of waking up in my mind and getting up in my thinking and moving in my purpose. Because I want to follow somebody else, but I know reconciliation was for God. When we left off in verse 18, where it says, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, where we left off on Wednesday. Wake up in your mind, get up in your thinking, and move in your purpose. Watch this. Now, all things are of God. We decided to just kind of let that just marinate. Because I must always remind myself that everything belongs to God. Everything was created by God. Nothing that was made without God. And it started with his word. The words he spoke, now created through into existence by a word. And that word was good. But you have to always remind yourself, now, when, right now, I've been saved. Okay, now I'm not what I used to be. But now, all things are of God. Oh, yeah, we get big-headed. We get haughty, and we have so many people that follow us and tap us, even if you're all of us, this is all of us, that we can get a little bit out of ourselves. We have to continue to remind ourselves now. When? Now. That's why I'm the now man. People say, well, why are you really on that now thing? Because it keeps me accountable now. My name is not our will. If you didn't know what the acronym for now is, N period, O period, W period, and see there's a period after each letter, is to make it know it's not our will. If our will gets involved and it's not God, I'm going to hit the brakes. Because I made a decision to follow God's instructions here on earth as it is in heaven. And the only way that you can remind yourself is that knowing that all things are God's. Watch this. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us. Remember, I'm so great to tell you that he is no respecter of person. Just because some have not come over does not mean he's written them off. And we have to stop writing them off. If you go back up into verse 17, it says, if anyone is in Christ, anyone has the availability, but you must access it by moving over into Christ. You got to make some changes. You got to change directions. You got to start doing some things that that's not as familiar that you are used to doing. Oh, I know for me, I cannot do what I used to do because I'll act just like I used to act. I'll talk just like I used to talk. And then here, watch out. I'm going to start doing what I used to do. Won't go back. Come on. Draw that line. Place of no return. I won't go back. Watch this. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. It's not because of no man. And I'm not going to put a label out there because I don't want nobody saying, little pastor, I always we're trying to talk. I'm not. But no man can get you, has the authority to call God for you. Because he's operating through the same principle you are, but that through Jesus Christ, all of us have been reconciled through Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, even those that have not decided to follow are still a part of the us. For God so loved the world did not eliminate anyone because they didn't come over. Because I would have been lost. And you would have too. Come on, keep it 100. You know, if it would have been a one-time deal, and I would not be right here right now. I would not. That's just being honest as I can with you. And I know if you be honest with yourself, you'll say the same thing, is that if he wasn't there still available to me, I would never be accessed to him. And the same goes for you and anybody else out there that say, I just can't make it. I'm not going to. Yes, you will. Change your mind. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking. Move in your purpose. And you'll understand what your purpose is to serve him. Because watch this. That he reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us. Now watch the word us. It's not meaning that you already made it or you already positioned in your, you just, this us lets us know that we all have a right. And until we tell everybody, that's the sermon that we should all be preaching on this resurrection celebration. Coming up real close, 2 weeks away, resurrection celebration, the 31st, the 1st, that whole weekend. But that's the whole sermon that we should be preaching that whole across the nation, across the world, is that you're still part of us. He was beaten. He was hung. He was buried. He got up for us. That needs to be the message across the world. Us. U.S. that you, that anyone, that today is your day to come on over. You still part of us. Open up the doors and welcome those in that don't have a brand new us suit on, that don't have a new us hairdo on, that's not in the us situation, that now can be felt like they are a part of us. Oh yeah, I know, I didn't want to, I was a church kid, PK son, and believe me, I still felt alienated because I had to do certain things a certain way to be a part of them, not a part of us. Oh my God, don't ask me where this message came from today. We are still talking about being, watch this, reconciled. But you cannot stay in reconciliation. Oh, come on, somebody. High five me there. Bam. You cannot stay in reconciliation. What you must do is go into your calling. Watch this. Who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That goes to each and every one of us. First of all, I need to reconcile myself. What's reconciliation? Right, just to make it simple, just to right the wrong. Reconciliation is bringing back to you in goodness. Remember, he said he reconciled us to him, that he brought us back to him, that we can now, through his son Jesus, be seen by him. Oh my God, that you can now visit with him. And it is not far away. It is not a space trip away. It is not anything magical. It is a miraculous move of the Holy Spirit that now lives in me. And it must also live in you. But we've all been given a ministry of reconciliation. Watch this. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Continues to remind us, don't write the world off. Don't write Trump off. Because that's where everybody's throwing bricks at and stuff like that. I don't care what happens in politics. That's irrelevant. I'm saying we must not be willing to write people off, but don't write Trump off. Not in God's eyesight, because he still is reconciling the world to himself through Jesus Christ. He has now made a position that no matter who it is, they have a right to the tree. But now, as a minister of reconciliation, you need to start preaching reconciliation. What it is that we all have the right, that we all have the opportunity, that we all have the availability. But let me tell you, the only way that you can get it is by Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the path. And without him, because you see, he continues to tell us that God was in Christ reconciling in the world. Watch this. Excuse me. Reconciling himself to the world, not imputing their trespasses on them, and has continued and committed to us the word of reconciliation. So not only did he give us the ministry of reconciliation, he gave us the relationship of reconciliation, and now has given us the word of reconciliation. Oh, you got to learn to tell somebody, my God, that everything is going to be all right. The number one rule, don't panic. Pray. The number one rule, don't panic. Pray. And now you allow God to remind you that you already have a ministry of reconciliation. Don't worry about people's wrongs. Stay in the right. That's what I get out of reconciliation. Now stop worrying. Remember in the beginning when we were talking about on Wednesday, is the number one way you can get reconciled to God is you got to get away from people. And getting away from people is not letting them in. It's for you to stop getting in them. Leave their business alone and let them handle their own while you handle yours. I have enough to deal with but trying to deal with you. I get overloaded and I'll miss out and I'll fall short because I'm always up in yours. I'm going to pray with you. And I know God is going to come through for you because you're going to work it out because you know that you have been reconciled to him for relationship through Jesus to now have a ministry of reconciliation, now to have an identity of reconciliation, and now walk in a word of, oh my God, walk in a word of reconciliation. Watch this. Now then, we are ambassadors. Ooh, see that one there? You have to know your position to become an ambassador, because an ambassador is that you worldwide. Now you are a disciple, because a disciple, watch this, a disciple goes and makes more disciples. Yes, my God. Yes. See, my ministry of reconciliation, my identity of reconciliation, my word of reconciliation is to, watch this, ordain me as an ambassador for Christ. We always want to be somebody's this and somebody's that. God has a position for you. And it's right here now in the position where he is, waiting for you to lift your hands and say, reconcile me to you daily. That's what following Jesus is about, being reconciled unto him, making sure that no wrong is involved, and knowing that if it's a crooked right, you better get it right before you try to go straight. Because you'll bump the road, you'll fall off, and then you'll be blaming God, saying, well, you didn't tell me, you didn't listen, because you didn't know your position. I am so excited that we can continue to remind each other every day is that I can only be in my position. And yes, in my position, I'm being used to help others get in their position. But you can't work this over here. Where this pen is my position. Yours is over here somewhere. You cannot work my position, and neither can I you. I fail. Make a mess of everything. And then we'll be looking around each other like, man, we thought God called. He did. But you have to stay in your position and know what God has called you to do. He says, listen. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Wait a minute. See, when I start grinning, I get excited because I know these are my jobs. Yes, sir. Watch this. This is the word. The Holy Spirit get the bubbling. Ooh, Jesus, my cheeks get all tight. Oh, that's a look. And then people say, well, why you look so young? Well, that's because I get so much cheek action in. The Holy Ghost is, keep working them cheeks. I need to get more in the gym and get some of this off of here. That's on me. But up in here, oh my God, that comes from the Holy Spirit and that joy of God. Oh Jesus, watch this. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Don't you know when you speak? I tell you, I'm up in the corner. I'm watching how God is moving the physical here. I studied, yes, we've been studying this on Wake Up, Get Up, Move With Your Purpose. But this word that came this morning was fresh manna. This was not written. This came straight from the Word of God. And who is the Word of God? Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? He's in me. I'm just a vessel. And I can still just sit up there and watch. I'm taking notes and watching this word. Oh, I'm going to preach this. Yes. Ooh, again. See, every word is not just meant to be spoken one time. Sometimes your repetition makes it easy. Then you got pleasure. And then you'll find it often. And now you've developed a habit. Repo, yes. Repetition, easy. Pleasure, often. Habit. Anything you do in that process, you can either change the good or change from the bad to the good. My God. We are ambassadors. Now then. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading. I have to read that again. So you have to know that it's not your mouth. It's not your voice anymore. It's not. It's God pleading through us, because we're ambassadors. But do you know your position? I gotta write that down. Y'all can preach it too. Anybody can. Oh, my God. Anybody can preach it. But watch this. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin be sin for us. It keeps reminding me, don't write him off. Don't look him off. I have a principle I want to share today when we're talking about that, because most people say, well, man, they're out there. You can't change nobody. But it's a name that can. Watch this. For he For he made him who knew no sin be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Oh my God, right there. Let me tell you, this process of reconciliation is dynamic. That was a book. I'm just in my spirit. God said, that's a quick little 3-chapter book. You ought to put that together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We will. See, yes, sir. But watch this. Knowing that I have now become a servant of God, an ambassador is a servant, willing to go and make disciples. But how do we really do that is the biggest question, because a lot of us have our own methods and our own. I tell you, the only way to do it is to tell them how to get reconciled to God, because this is all about getting people to God, not to us. And yes, there are big sanctuaries and all that, and I'm not knocking anything that is done, okay? So just for the record, if anybody says, well, he always is, why he ain't got a church? I do have a church. My church is right here. But I know where to go preach, and I know where to go touch, and I know where to go where the people are to do what God has called me to do. Remember I told you before, in my position, I can't be like somebody else's position. I have to know what God has called me to do. And when he launches that part, I'm going to say, yes, sir, I'll do it. But without that, my job is still to help one person know that Jesus is real and he's real for them. See, reconciling is making the wrong message that has been out there straight. Reconciling is making the wrong methods straight. Everything that has been crooked, if I'm going to be about reconciliation, I want to be a part of change. Remember, we talked about Wednesday, an agent of change. See, an agent of change changes himself. It doesn't point fingers and this, but learns the truth. Oh, the truth will hurt. But I guarantee you, it's one thing I can guarantee you this morning, is that the truth will set you free. But if we're not speaking the truth, a lie will lead not the person you tell it to, but to yourself to hell. I'm not trying to put me there. I've been on the edge of the wall. I've seen the consequences, the wages of sin. I have seen with my eyes, my own eyes, the wages of sin. And the wages of sin is death. So I have to know that now I must tell somebody else, man, if you just stop sinning. Well, we just go sin as long as we don't. No. You're going to be challenged with sin. That doesn't make us, no, I'm not perfect. No, but I'm challenged. I challenge daily with a lot of things. Yes. But I now know that through reconciliation to God and reconciliation in a ministry, meaning my ministry, and now my identity in reconciliation, and now knowing the word of reconciliation, that now I can do the work of reconciliation, an ambassador, that he now speaks through me. Oh, come on, I sign up. Just put me out. Just let me just get on the day and say, introducing Jesus, and I'm fine. That's my goal. That's my goal. Introducing Jesus. Introducing Jesus, not Pastor, here come Pastor E. No, I am a servant. I am a man of God to serve God. That's what a man of God, that's what a woman of God is. Someone to serve God and serve him now. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking and move in your purpose. Oh yeah, this was the enemy. Try everything to stop this word. It will not. It's on Periscope. We're going to put it on YouTube right after this broadcast. But let me tell you, it's time for you to get in line, get in position that God has called you to be in. Yes, you've been called. If you are in Christ Jesus, these are the prerequisites that you must follow. These are the instructions that you must live by. This is the instrument right here. It's all I need. With it, I can do all things. But without it, I can do nothing. I can't make a business decision or a business plan without going into the Word of God and knowing that it's through the principles, quality principles, not the, and you have to know how to be the quality control agent. Oh, that's another, oh, don't let me get into that message. Oh, my God. Oh. But quality word that is just not dormant and come in and out through one ear and out the other. Remember, my mother used to say that. I never got it until I said, you know what? You don't let your words sit around long enough to marinate on them. My father spoke great words to me over my life. My mother spoke great words to me over my life. And they went in one ear and out the other until they were gone. And then now it's all I hear. But I ain't mad because, believe me, they're more effective in my life today. Believe this. Because of the words that they had already spoken to my life. And even though it went through one out the other, now that I am in position, remember, in position of knowing my reconciliation to God, that now I'm a minister of reconciliation. I know my identity in reconciliation. I know the word of reconciliation. And now I'm an ambassador. I am an agent of reconciliation. And all I can do there is tell one person, he's still waiting for you. He hasn't given up on you yet. Yes, he's still calling your name. Yes, he has. Are you listening? Are you really ready to go to the next level and say, here I am. Use me, empty me, fill me, and use me. See, when you surrender all, you empty. I have to empty completely of myself and say, fill me with nothing but you so you can use me. When? Now. Oh, I'm an ambassador of reconciliation only through Jesus Christ, because God intended it. Man didn't develop it. Man didn't make that up. That came from the Word of God. He pulled us back to himself. Oh, my God. But he started it because he sent his son. But I pray that I hope this message gets out to every preacher. I know every preacher around, we need to preach us. That, yes, you still are part of us. Oh, no, resurrection celebration. No, this ain't no, for me, I celebrate. Because what he did, but every day that I get up, I know the cross. Every day I get up, I know what it takes to follow him. But on this celebration, he got up. We ain't talking about no burying and no, he will not be hung. He will not die. He will not get buried again. Oh, he's up at the right hand of the Father. Let's celebrate. But let's celebrate by telling other people that they have a right to the tree of life and they have not been left alone. Let's open up our doors and go out into the parking lot and just preach it to somebody here that we calling you. You are the one that he's waiting on. He reconciled us to himself. Oh, my God. And I just love this part. Now, can I read it again? Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through us. Come. Come to Jesus. No, not my church. And yes, you want to follow up and grow. And be a part of accountable ministry of the Word of God. Come on back and let's fellowship together. But don't come to me. Come to God. He is calling you now. We need to build it up. We got 2 weeks to the celebration of resurrection. But we need to bring some folks in. Oh, my God. Oh, don't get on that. Oh, yeah, we are preaching. We are still having resurrection celebration on Long Beach Boulevard, off the corner of at 200 North Long Beach. We're not doing the park because the park is full of tents, and we're going to be preaching over there. We got a mobile thing where I'm going to walk through there and be doing some preaching and giving food away, and I know they'll be a part of it. But we'll be over at Sylvia Nunn's Angels on Saturday, the 31st, and we're inviting anyone that would like to come out and celebrate us. The service is about an hour from 10 to 11. Then we have some food. For those that were at the service, we're going to eat and fellowship together and sit down and sup with one another. And then Cynthia Nunn, the director of Sylvia Nunn's Angels, going to give some Easter egg baskets out to the children. Then we're going to have some bags of food, and just like last year. We want you to come on out. We go, but then on Sunday, I've been invited to preach the most churches don't do the wake up, the 8 a.m. service, but I am going to preach that 6 a.m. word. That's the best time for me. Ooh, y'all be with me at my house at 6 a.m. The sermon that I'll be preaching to me, oh my God, it'd be going on. But we are going to definitely be a part of that. But it's not about just being in a different place. It's about calling people to Jesus. And yes, we're going to be out on the corners, on the sidewalks, and we're going to be blessing the Lord. But it's about the people coming to Jesus and knowing that they can come, that God wants them, and that he's here waiting for them. He is calling us back to him. It ain't about their business. It's about his. I'm going to say that again. It's not about their business, what they're doing and what they're going through. I'll tell you this, and this is being straightforward with you. You can't change me, and I can't change you. Woo, but let me tell you, he can. Yes, he can. When we surrender all, he can do it. When we give it all to him, he can do it. But you must be willing to get into the reconciliation. Yes, yes, the ministry of reconciliation. Knowing that there is an identity of reconciliation. Knowing that the word of reconciliation will give you your assignment in reconciliation. An ambassador that he can plead through you, come. Anyone on this broadcast that does not know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, come. Call the hotline. Now, the hotline is EST's for you now also, and P2P Ministries and the Now Network, all in one number, 562-413-3710. We'll pray with you. We'll get you the right information. If you're in another state than where we are, we'll find somewhere connected in that region. Believe me, I know somebody. Yes, I'm the plug. I'm the Holy Ghost plug. If you can't find it, I bet you I can. I bet you I know somebody that knows somebody.